National Donut Day. We got to ask, who has the best donuts in the area? You have an opinion.
Yeah, no
Krispy
kidding.
Kreme. I know that's a big company, but are they based out of this area?
Winston-Salem,
Winston,
right?
Winston, yep.
There's okay.
I think they still are.
Hot and Now donut is I can't say no to.
You pull in off the road.
If I see the sign on, I will cause an accident. Mm-hmm.
If the sign is on, it said
I didn't
hot
even
now.
Know to look for that until like last month.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that meant that.
That's what happens when you're not raised down here.
Yeah.
Said
yeah.
that Krispy Kreme is not currently based in Winston-Salem. It was founded in Winston-Salem right. in 1937, but now their headquarters are in Charlotte.
That Hot Now sign is like a bug zapper to moms.
Yeah, it is.
That's all it is.
Zoning
tractor beam.
Yeah, for real.
At nighttime, that's all you can see sometimes driving down the road. You're like, there it is. It's like the moon.
Oh, we gotta go. Let's go right now.
I did look up that place that for the first caller, Richard, who called in, the Hometown Donuts and Pretzels.
Uh-huh.
The woman holding this donut, this might be the biggest donut I've ever seen.
Really?
I mean, she's
it's only Mount Airy?
It's in her hand and she's holding maybe a fifth of it.
Holy
it is
crap.
Huge.
Wow.
And
this is the hometown?
They're set up in on Rockford Street in Mount Airy today.
Wow.
Now, Matt, but do you know that will be in your body for a long time? And that's
yeah, did you know?
Good.
Did it's you know like, that they're laden with calories and carbohydrates?
I can't think of anything else I'd rather have in my body for that long.
Spoken like a true member of our show.
Yes. Three-fourths of our
get
show.
In my body.
That's right. Marissa.
Oh, I thought I heard something.
Yeah, it's a call.
Hey, oh, hey.
Go ahead, Marissa. Go ahead. What's the best donut in the area?
So I'm calling about for Red Donuts again. Oh. They are the best, and their apple fritter is the best thing ever.
Everyone has said even the apple. They've at least mentioned
gosh,
apple fritter.
They have.
That's three.
Yes,
for a red.
It is mm-hmm. like the best. I do a lot of foodie content, and I've had quite a few different things around the triad at this point, and they are by far the best.
Sounds like competition for someone I know in their podcast.
Sure does.
Yeah, stay out of the barbecue game,
maybe
Marissa.
Maybe we can do something together sometime.
Let's do it. Let's meet at Red's.
Yeah, we can go meet at Red's. I'd be down for that.
I love it.
I was actually just in Lexington last night.
Nice.
Yeah, I Matt still hasn't had me or Katie or Jason on her podcast or this podcast. But
well, I'm not a big.
Dang.
That's the problem.
Oh, you still have we to fit the bill. That's what he's saying.
Yeah,
that's fine. You know what?
I mean,
work
food
for us.
Food.
The title of it.
You can do midget foodies if you want.
Okay.
I know it's not PC, but you're not PC though. That's what it fits.
Okay, but you don't have to lash out. I'm not lashing out at you. I just don't fit the brand.
No,
you could just say I am a big foodie.
Yeah,
yeah.
You
that's
know?
The whole point.
It's like why it goes.
That's
both.
Not the whole.
It's
point.
Not called fat foodies.
It's not.
Matt, come on. The whole idea of that was the big guys.
It's a well, play sure. on words. You can get double meanings.
Yeah.
And then okay. Matt's lost 100 pounds. He's almost kicked off the show.
Barely.
Pretty much.
They're like,
barely
hey,
hanging
you
on.
You got to stop losing weight or we're going to have to find a real, real fat person. All right,
you
Marissa.
Almost said the F word. I know you did. I know you almost said the F word and you stopped
it
yourself.
It sounded like it, didn't it?
Yeah,
it
sure did.
You'll never know. Let's go. That's how I lose my job.
Of all things,
you can hit the button though.
He wouldn't. He freezes.
He would be in shock.
He freezes.
I'm a freezer. I'm the last person that should have the dump button. Next
no
minute.
Way.
He would be in shock that it came out of his mouth.
What? And last call, real quick. Let's go to Robin. What is the best donut place in the area?
Hey, I gotta agree with Katie there. Donut World on Market Street, guys. You gotta go.
It is such a good one.
Donut World
such
is good.
Such a good one. I know.
All right.
Fritter. Woo, yummy.
All right, great. People like the fritters.
Stomach's growling.
That's my daughter, Ava, her favorite. She always wants the apple fritter.
I want the
or fritter.
Eclair.
Yeah.
You know, like the longer, yeasty
with
one
the
with
custard
the
in it?
Custard and topped with chocolate.
Yeah, I could do that one.
Yeah, I feel like you get a lot of donut.
It's almost like a hot dog donut.
Yes.
It's like the length or whatever. Yeah.
Don't you feel like you get more donut?
Yeah, you
than
do.
Just like, you do.
More bang for your buck.
Yes.
I mean, the fritters are big too, but they have apples. I'm like, this is kind of healthy-ish.
No.
If I get a custard fritter.
Why don't you ask Jason to do a calorie intake for you?
I have no idea. I did that recently with some cookies, but.
He'll do a full analysis.
Yeah. Jason, you can play this when we're all dead of a heart attack. And you can have the last laugh.
But I tried to tell him.
Like, you idiot. Counting calories.
See, I told you.
It'll be Jason and Rachel at that point in the morning.
Meanwhile, our coffins will be sponsored. Yeah, but, you know.
Sponsored by Krispy Kreme.
His dream come true. Yeah. Jason and Rachel
Jason
in the morning.
Rachel.
Or it'll be Rachel and Jason.
Oh,
oh.
Can't be having that now. Don't be silly. That's where he draws the line.
He said, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Jason sometimes featuring Rachel. Rachel? Is that better?
He's like, guys, did my memo get leaked?
Did I leave my screen up in my office?
I could do no good here. No,
I'm starting to get nervous.
There's some things going on off the air that I'm trying to be. But, no, I've learned my lesson with you guys.
What? And we're fun?
We're fun.
We have a good time?
All I know is I've been here 17 years, 18, almost 18 years. Katie, 20 plus years. Matt, yes. What?
12.
11 years. Yeah. No one has done one-on-one training with us for anything.
Ever.
And then, be like, where's Jason? Oh, he's in a training meeting with Rachel. Like, what?
What?
I mean, that's nice, but what?
Okay.
Like, we need a training. We still need training.
We had training for a long time with a very good.
No,
absolutely not.
People actually work here and say, hey.
I've never been one day of training.
It was like, this is how you turn on the mic. And that'd have been helpful the first day.
Good times.
Keep slamming. I mean, what the hell?
I didn't know this was going to open that up. I mean, I just trying to pick a skinny person.
We've talked for years about stuff and ideas and everything else.
We're all laughing, having fun. You're taking it way too seriously.
Don't
We're just
be.
Joking.
It's donut day. Don't bring us down on donut
remember
day.
Remember the snowflake thing? You're trying to shed that.
They'll let Red stuff your donut.
Yeah.
Don't say snowflake.
Oh, man. We're seriously joking, bro.